Personal thank you to Rev Aaron for at the last minute coming through and giving the share on Friday. It was a long Ahmed also, and he prepared it mamish at the last minute. So Tisku Mitzvah, and thank you to him. Okay. About seven lines from the top of Peches Ahmed Aleph. We're just finishing off the Agadah that we had the last 2 days. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar. Another statement from Rabbi Elazar. My Dixiv, what does it mean that the incredible prophecy at the end of the days from Yeshaya? The Halchuami Mabi, many of the nations of the world are going to come. V'yomer, they're all going to come together and say, Lechu v'nal el Hashem. Let's go up to the mountain of Hashem. El Beit Elokei Yaakov. All the nations of the world are going to come together and they're going to want to go up to the base of Migdash. The base Elokei Yaakov. Elokei Yaakov, the Gemara asks. V'lo Elokei Avram v'Yitzchak. Why specifically are the Goyim Niyachis to the base of Migdash of the God of Yaakov and not of Avram Yitzchak? Ella, famous Gemara. Loka Avram. They weren't Niyachis. They didn't relate to it like the way of Avram. Shekhatuv Bohar. That I mentioned, Avram called the base of Migdash or the Har Mira Har. Shinamar Sheyama Hayom Bechar Hashem Behar Hashem Yira. That Avram Avino called when he was at Har Mira the Har Hashem. He called it Hashem Yira, but he called it a Har. For Loki Yitzchak, and it's not like Yitzchak. Shekhatuv Bo Sada. That he, it was like a Sada to him. Shinamar Vietzi Yitzchak Lesuach Besada. He went out to Davin Besada. Meaning the base of Migdash was like a sodatim. Eloki Yaakov. The way the Goyim understood it was like Yaakov. Shekaro Bias. Yaakov called it a house. Shinamar v'yikret shema makom aho Beit El. He called the place Beit El. Rashi. Shekaro Bayit makom miyushav. Now, there's various interpretations of what this is going on. The Marashah, which most of the Mephoshim go on, this is talking about the three different base of Migdashes. The first one was called Ahar. Because there was tremendous shmirah on it. It had all the different HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkaka was clear there. There was shmirah. The second one, the Sada, which is less shmirah. And it was missing certain things that the first one didn't have. The last one, the third base of Mikdash, is going to come in as a Bayit, which has the ultimate shmirah and has tremendous kivius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. There's another understanding. Also the Emes Liakov mentions that the Hashkaka aspect of it. To base something based a little bit on the Maharal. The Maharal explains the three midos of the Avos was Chesed, Din, and Emes, the Ferret. When it came to Avram, the Har, the Goyim related to it. You can relate to being on a mountain and being holy to Hashem. When it comes to Yitzchak, that was a Sada. That was a the midos of Din. A Sada is flat. Everything is Miyushar, it's equal. It gets judged according to the way it is. They could also hear that. But what really blew away the Goyim at the end of the days is the Bayit, is the infusion of all the Torah into the Jewish house. When something like that, the Teferet, that a person could be holy, yeah, you could be holy up on mountains and out in the fields and stuff like that. But in a house with all the going on over there, that's true Teferet, that's true beauty. That at the end of the days, you're going to realize, wow, the Beit Elokei Yaakov, the infusion of the Jewish house, is the holiness, is the Beit of Migdash, and they all come running to that. Okay, Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Gadol Kibbutz Goliot Kiyom Shenivro Boiz Shemayim V'aretz. Great is the day of the gathering exiles, like the day that was created the Shemayim and the Arts. How do we see that? And this is really going back to all the psukim we had before. We were darshening out Hosea the first parak, and in the second parak, this is the next line in the second parak. We already mentioned one of the psukim, and this is the next pasuk in the beginning of the second parak. The Nikbatsu Bnei Yehuda. They're going to gather together, Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael, Yachtov, together, V'samu Lehem Rosh, and they're going to place on them a Rosh Echad, V'yalu Min Ha'aretz. Now they're going to come up from the lands, Ki Gadol Yom Yisrael. This is going to be, a prophecy at the end of the days, even though we see an aspect of Kibbutz Goliot today. This is certainly not the Kibbutz Goliot that they're talking about in the prophets. The prophet's talking about everyone coming together, Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael, which Tama means the 10 tribes, the lost tribes, all coming together and placing on themselves a Rosh Echad, that's Mashiach ben David. And with that, they're going to come to the land. This is going to be a This prophecy is clearly that the great kibbutz Golios is going to be after the coming of the Mashiach. Uksiv, and it also says Vihi Erevi Boker Yom Echad. It said Yom Yisrael, and now it says Yom Echad, which is relating to the creation of the world. And therefore, the Yom over there, the day that we're all going to come back, is going to be as great as the creation of the world. Rashi, Yom Yisrael, Yom Kinishehom, the Yom of the Gathering. The Targum, that's how the Targum explains it. Vekari Le Yom, and it's called a day, Ki Yitzir Bereshis, like the creation of the Bereshis. The Maharshah explains that the greatness of the Yom Rishon, the first day of creation, was a concept of Yesh Mayim, something coming out from nothing. Now he calls, and I didn't really understand it so well, the day of the Kibbutz Golios, of such a great thing, it's going to be something from nothing. The fact that all the Jews are going to come back from the four corners of the world, from all over the place, he calls that an Yesh Mayim. Very interesting. I was thinking maybe the miraculous aspect of it, we're all going to get together and choose one leader. That's also, like the creation of the world. But at the end of the days, the final in gathering of the exile is going to be a phenomenon, for sure. It's like the creation of the world. Okay, back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah talked about, again, we mentioned it a few days ago, that the aspect of the Korban Pesach is Ish Lefi Achlo Tichasu. Everybody has to be counted on a Korban Pesach. Alaseh, everybody has to be part of a Korban Pesach. If you're not counted, it's a problem. There are certain people that are automatically counted without them being asked or anything, and that's members of one's family. And Yatomim. Yatom is also counted on someone. He's under someone's charge. We're dealing with minors over here. Sheshaktu Alav Abichosin. Now, we had the case over here. They had two caretakers taking care of these orphans, and they shechted, each one of them shechted for them. So now when it came time to eat the Korban Pesach, they were able to say which one they wanted. Now, we had this problem before. We have the same Gemara, almost. Shema Mina, what do we see from here? Yesh Breira. The famous Shaila in Shas, can you retroactively choose something, B'Shas Meisah, what you meant before? Meaning, when they shechted the Korban Pesach, and they did the sprinkling of the dam, you have to have everybody who's going to be eating it already registered. So when did the Yatomi make the decision? When it's put in front of them. And yet, so if they were putting it in front of them and they're saying, I want this one and not that one, it's really retroactively saying at the time of the Shechita that they were under the first one. And that's the concept of Breira. Now this is a tremendous machloket in Shas, and if we have a Stam Mishnah that's saying this concept of Yesh Breira, that's a tremendous raya that we should say Yesh Breira. The Gemara had this earlier with the Isha, and we answered, no, it was B'Shas Shechita. Now we have a different answer. We say, no, Omer Rebbe Zira, it says, set, labayit, mekom, mekom. Set to a house, no matter what. Meaning, if someone is part of a house, and a child is part of a house, we don't have to ask their permission. They automatically get it over there. Miri explains, even a little bit more over here, that what they're doing over here, their ratzon is not a ratzon anymore. We're going to see from the Gemara. As the first Tosfot explains, Shvamina Yeshbera Hakalo Shaik Marvotze. Before we answered with the Isha that she wanted it Bishas Shechita. Over here we're not saying it. This their ratzon is not a ratzon at all over here. What do they do? The whole territory of the Gemara is brought down in the Mefushim. Selefayit, a child is automatically included on a set. There's only one problem left over here. We don't really need his permission to say which one he wants to eat from. The only problem is he can't eat from two Korban Pesachs. So what a Yelid can do is saying that I'm removing myself from one and eating from the other one. It's not a case of bravery, it's something different. He's automatically part of the Pesach. No matter what. There is no, he says, I want to, I don't want to. That's it. He's a child. He's part of the one who's taking care of him. He eats under the Korban Pesach. Technical problem of two Korban Pesachs. When he says, I want this one, he's basically saying, I'm removing myself from the other one. So the Miri explains in the Sfas Emes. So again, it's not a case of Breira. Why is it not Breira? Because he doesn't choose. He doesn't choose which one he wants to. So there's no retroactive. Nothing. He's automatically. Sell a bite means children, minors, are automatically part of the Korban Pesach, Mekom Mekom. In all cases, they're automatically part. And what he's saying is, I want this one and not that one, as he's removing himself from the first one. Rashi, Yesh Breva, Shehuva B'Shev, Zeh Nitvatze B'Shash Shechita. Yesh Breva would say that he's choosing now that this is the one that he wanted back when they did the Shechita. Elo Hodio. And we say, no, Selabite, Ish. That a father or the man of the house over here, the apitropis, takes the seh for the house, you don't need the dot of the yelid. This Bryce will explain out this concept. Seh lebayit, you have one seh for each house. Milamik, it teaches us. He automatically doesn't have to ask his little kids. They're automatically part of what he's doing. And also his possessions. They don't have a day, they don't have a ratzon over here. Whether they agree with it, whether they don't agree with it, they go after the father. Aval. He's not allowed to just automatically assume his older children are going to be part of it. And his Jewish slaves, and not his wife, only if this group agrees. Because each one of them has the ability to do it on their own, in one way or another. Even the slaves, if they have an ability to free themselves. But younger children, and Canaanite slaves, they cannot. Tanya Idach, and we have another Brisa very similar to this. Lo yishchot adam al yedei beno bito agidolim v'al yedei avdo v'shichot ha'evri v'al yedei ishto eile medaitam. When it comes to your older children, your evad ivri and your amavriya, all of these can only be done if they agree to it. If you ask their permission and saying, do you want to be part of the Korban Pesach? And they say yes. Aval shochet v'al yedei beno bito agidolim. With the younger kids, you don't have to ask them at all. Ve'kulam. Now everyone over here, this whole group, sheshachto, that checked it on their own, v'shachot v'aban aleim, and also the man, the master, also did a korban pesach for them. Yotzim b'shel v'aban. They are part of the masters, the ish over here. To ain yotzim b'shel atzma, they're not yotzim themselves. Chutz mina isha sheyachal limchot, except for the isha that has the ability to protest. That's the end of the brayta. Quick question: Maishna isha? What do you mean only the isha? We just said before your Hebrew slaves and your older children. Maishna isha? Omevav isha v'chol de damila. No, an isha and anyone that has the ability to protest. They are not going to be yotzi with the masters, Korban Pesach, rather their own. So at the end of the brisa, we see that if they all little kids or an eved kanani, they go and check their own Pesach, it means nothing. They still have to eat from the masters. But when it comes to an isha and anyone similar to her, like a child who has the ability to be mocha, then they're going to be yotzi with their own. Okay, Rashi. Al yedei b'shvil shivano abitu akitanim alav lachancho. Since he has to instruct them and teach them, it's on him hilchak bein medaitim. Whether they want hayena, which we're going to see in the Gemara, what does medaitim mean? It doesn't mean they say yes, we want to. Hayenu b'stama, that they didn't say anything. Stama means they're just going along. Hilchak bein medaitim and b'stama kidimuki lekaman bein shalom medaitim diyamei lo. Even in that case. And you call them limchot. They have no say over you. Little kids don't have say with what you're doing when it comes to these types of things. You can force them. Since they're completely somich on him and they're completely under him, they have no say. Even though it's not common, she's only found in a kitana form. Rashi says, since it's not on him to instruct her, Yechal Limchot. She could do it. And certainly an older slave, an Eved Ivri, who they even bring down, that can pose himself also at any time, he's not going to be under theirs. Haki Garcinan, Tani Idach, Lo Yishchot Adam. Lo al yedei beno ubito gadon lo yedei avdo v'shifchatsu evim v'lo yedei ish do elim et daitan aval shokhin hu chutz min the isha shiyatsu v'shel atzma, except for the isha, what is her macha of the isha? And isha should be a yitachet baila, she should be under her husband. Mepnei she mechasa mecha, no, her macha is really macha. The kind of law we paskin at any time an isha wants, yachale isha shetama lebaila. Normally in Isha, the husband has to completely support her and feed her. And anything that she makes, her maisa yedeya, goes automatically to the husband. That's the way it should be, that a woman makes a certain amount of money, goes to the husband, and he feeds her. What happens if she starts making a tremendous amount of money, and she doesn't like this arrangement anymore? Then it's not so good for her. She's allowed to say to her husband, "Eini nezoni mishafa v'yani osel etzarkacha." I'm not going to take your food anymore, and I'm not going to give you money. She has the ability to do that, to remove herself from the tekana that the husband has to feed her all her meals at any point she wants. So her makar is a makar. So therefore, she's able to say something like this and make her own Korban Pesach. Now, in this brisa that we have an inherent stira in it. On what exactly is the machar? Hagufa kasha. And the whole thing is a kasha. Why? Amarat, we just said, chutz mina isha shechal limchot. We say that she's not included in the Korban Pesach because she can protest. Taima, what's the reason? The machar. Oh, because she protested. She says, I don't want yours and I'm going to do my own. She verbally said something. Halo machar. But if she didn't verbally say anything, meaning she was just stam, she was going along, she didn't say yes, she didn't say no, Nafka Mishobala. She should get it. That's the proper deal to make from the table. Only when she gives a machor is she not part of it. But stam not saying anything, she's automatically the yotzi from her husband's. Ah, Hakatani Reisha, we're going to see that that's not the proper deal from the first part of the brisa. As it says, V'lo ayadei isha elam medaita. You're not going to be yotzi the woman unless it's medaita. What does medaita mean? She says yes. So the sefer, we could be medaita only when she gives a machor, only when she verbally says no. But if she doesn't say anything, she should be yotzi with it. The reisha says that she's only part of it medaita when she is agreeable, meaning hatstama. If she didn't say anything, if her daita means yes, I want to be part of it. But if she didn't say anything, stam does lo nafka. Stira in the brisa, so we have to say my ela midaitan. What does it mean ela midaitan? Lav di amrein. It doesn't mean that she said yes. Ela bistama leafuke means stama. What do you have to tell us that for? Leafuke to exclude heichad yamilo. First part means midaitan shlo midaitan means when she says absolutely a no over there. When she says a no, she's not yotzi. Stam, she is yotzi. Oh, we're going to continue and question this. Vaha in the second, the end of the brisa. Vaha kulam sheshachta v'shachad rabban aleim yotzi b'shel rabban the mistama. Oh, all of them that shechted and the rab shechted on them, they're going to be yotzi in the rabban mistama. That over there is a stam. They didn't say anything. Ve'ketani, and we wrote on it. Chutz min ha'isha mipnei sheyachal limchot. Except for the isha that she's able to limchot. So Amir Vava, we can answer just simply. Even though they didn't say anything in that case, it was a stama. They didn't say no. It was a stama. They just went and checked it, but they didn't say anything. No. Kevan sheshachto ein lacha mechoy gadol mizeh. There's no greater mechoy saying to the man of the that bring up the Korban Pesach that we don't want your Korban Pesach than if they go out and check their own. So there's three levels over here. There is just stam going along. That is stam. That means it's medaitan. Now if they outright say no, they're not going to be part of it. If they're just going along and they didn't say anything and they shechted their own Korban Pesach, you can't get a bigger no than that. They are basically saying, we don't want anything to do with you, even though they didn't say it. As we always say, actions speak louder than words. It's clear over here if they're shechting the Korban Pesach. And that's the levels over there. Rashi. Maishna Isha Koloma, Maishna Ihi, the original question, we think that an Isha is different than everyone else. What's the difference between her? Miavto Vishivchasu Evrimu Panobito Gadol, what's the difference between her and the Hebrew slaves and the older children? Umishani Omirava Isha Vikhoda Damila. We answer no, her and anyone similar to her. The end of Kolhani. All of those, you're right. Anyone that has the ability to protest is allowed. Is in that group. Shiachalim mechot, mashma shemechot shalehem mechot. It's clear over here that the mechot is a mechot. Alma, time of dimachi, hastam. But if they don't say anything, yotzi b'shobala. Okay, that's that gemara. We do another, because it's going to be a very interesting piece in just a minute. Eved shel shnei shutfim. Continuing with the Mishnah. We had an Eved that is owned by two owners over here. So the Mishnah said, on that, Eved shel shnei shutfim, lo yachal mishel shneihem. He doesn't eat from either of them. If they didn't make an arrangement prior, that's it. They can't eat. So Ramila, we have a stira. Ramila Rav Aina Saba. His name is Aina Saba, the Rav Nachman. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Eved shel shnei shutfim, lo yachal. He can't eat mishel shneihem. He doesn't eat at all over here. They didn't make the arrangement prior. Can't eat. V'atanya. And we have a brisa that says, Ratzim is the ochel, Ratzim is the ochel. The Eved can choose which owner he wants to eat by. Stira between our Mishnah, clearly stira. Over here, you can't really see that there's any way out of it over here. The Mishnah says, he's not Yossi. He didn't make an arrangement. And the second one says, he can eat whichever one he wants. Amalev, if Nachman said to him, Eina Saba, V'yamrilah, he called him either by his name, V'yamrilah, in some sense, Patya Uchma. Patya Ukma, Rashi mentions another place, it means dirt, blackened pot. It's talking about someone who's sitting all the time and sitting and learning that he doesn't have time even to wash his own clothes and he looks like a darkened pot from his incredible hasmara. So he says, Patya Ukma, you great Talmud scholar, you know, plumbing to the depths of the Torah with your hasmara. From me and from you, my answer, your question, this time when we will finish off this shmasa. We will finish off the statement over here. We'll get to the proper conclusion. Matnitin, our Mishnah, is talking about Bidikapte, Ahadate. They're very machmen on each other, the two owners. Meaning they have they're stuck when shutfus with his Eved, and they're very machbid that the Eved's mine, this one's the Eved's mine, and they don't let anything up between the two of them. Over there, if they didn't make out a final arrangement between them, he's stuck. Brighter, the low copy oddity. The brighter is they're not machbid, they let it go, they're easy going with it, and therefore you can choose which one he wants. Rashi, Haki Gassinan, the kapte ahadade, Shnei Habalim, the ain't watching the Azam is there, they don't want to have anything, hung off the other one. Hilcha Kafino Nidvatsa Echad, even if only one of them, Shiachala Evid Mishalo, one of them says, okay, the old Evid, even the other guy's part, can eat from mine. Ain't Chavero Votse, the other one doesn't want, Shiana Chelka Mishal Chavero. So we come out in conclusion that when they're machbid on each other, if they didn't make a prior arrangement, the Evid stuck. If they're not machbid and they go easy on each other, and we see that's the way they behave with it, the Evid can choose which ones he wants. Stama B'shas Shchita. Oh no, sorry, it's an Evid Kanani, meaning he doesn't have a Ratzon, even B'shas Achila. Right, that would be the Gemara before. Okay, last part of the Mishnah. This is a famous Gemara. Comes up in various parts in Shas, and there's a Tosfot that we're going to cover over here, which is it's the same Tosfot. It's basically in Gittin and Baba Basra. A lot of people have seen this Tosfot. It's a very exciting one. Normally we spend days on it, but we'll spend just a few minutes on the questions of Tosfot. Famous case, Misha Chetzav Eved Bechetzav Ben Chorin. The case is like this. Two people owed an Eved in Shutfus. One of them freed him. The other one didn't. So now we have a funny metzius of an Eved that is half free and half a slave. This is a very big problem in a lot of areas of halacha. Lo yachal mishel vavo. He cannot eat from his master, the master, the half master. So, Michel Vabo who the law okay. We could be medayik from our Mishnah, from his Rebbe, his master, he doesn't eat. Aval Michel Atzmo, since he's half b'nei korin, from his own korban Pesach, yochal, he can eat, right? Proper gear, if he can't eat from his master, but his own he could eat. V'hat Tanya, we have a brayser that says not like that. Lo yochal, lo Michel Vabo. It says that he can't eat from his own or from his Vabo. He's stuck. And we answer lo kasha. It's not a kasha.
There was two stages in the development of this mitzius of a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin.
The first mishnah, when it was a machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and the second mishnah, the second teaching, one Beit Hillel agreed with Beit Shammai. The Tanan, we have the mishnah and very simple. You can see on the side of Mars in many places, misha chetzav eved, the chetzav ben chorin. Ovid Rabo Yom Echad, he works for his master one day, and the next day he could work for himself. That's the Divrei Beis Hillel. This is the Mishnah Rishona. He is actually a Metzius that we split him apart. He's part the master's, the part his. That would be the price that he can't eat. Beis Shammai Yomim, Beis Shammai comes and he attacks Beis Hillel. Tekanta et Rabo. You took care of the Vabo, Vashi. She'enu Mashi Klum Minoroilo. You took care of him completely. Tieratzmo lo tekartum. But the Eved, Hechetzi Eved, Hechetzi B'nei Chorim, you can't do anything with. Lisa Shifcha, to marry a Shifcha, Hele Yochal. He can't over there, Shechavar Chetzo B'nei Chorim. Because he's part Ben Chorim. And a free person, a regular Jew, cannot marry a Shifcha. As Vashi says, the part that he's a free man is asur hadiksiv lo yeh kadesh. It says in the pasuk in the Devarim lo yeh kadesh. You're not allowed to be a kadesh, kind of like pastor. What does it mean? Lo yourself eat the ta'ama. You're not allowed to marry a shifcha, a shifcha kanani over here. You're not allowed to marry one. So he's not the free part of him cannot marry her. Lisa bat chorin ain't a yochel shedayin chetzi eved. He's also an eved, so he can't marry a bat chorin. Yivatel, what is he going to sit and be batel all his life? Allah live for olam. The whole world is created ala piravivya. The whole purpose of the world is for having children. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, lo tohu bar. The world is not created for desolation. L'sheva yitzra, it's created for the purpose of settling. For the tikkun liolam, we force the master to sell him. With the cost of shtar al chetzav, of course, he doesn't have to lose his money. So now the free chetzi eved, that part of him, he has to write a shtar on half of his worth for yachshu, and he returns it to the original owner, and now he's free. Beisilo, oh, sorry, v'chazu beisilo lahor ki beis shamay. Mishnachrona beisilo agreed with him. Now this case, just take a look at this Tosfot. We have a few minutes over. Let me just finish the last Rashi's on the Amud Aleph. Commissioner Rishona called him Shechazu Beis Hillel Lo Yachal Mishal Atzmo. Before Beis Hillel was chosen to Beis Shammai, he couldn't eat Mishal Atzmo because ain't chelak after Nimshach Acher Daito because he's in this funny status. Commissioner Achrona Hoel Biyado Lishach. Well, even if he wasn't freed yet, since it's in his hands to be freed. How you could ben chayim v'yochel mishal atzmo? Okay, so we see in this Mishnah, this is a great Mishnah to learn for Iyun, this whole concept over here. He was in a funny quasi status, half free, half not free. So he can't get married and have children. So this Tosfot, Lisa Shivcha Eli Yochel, he goes through about five or six questions, and each one of these questions are tremendous to work with. We'll just quickly go through it because it's a very opens up a lot of things in the sugya. The first one was, let the Aseh approve come and be docha the Lo Yeh Kadesh. We have this call over here, all cases over here. So Tosfot over here, by the way, the Tosfot's in other places, there's other answers also, but it's the same questions. So the first one is that the Lecha Asa the Eshalav the Eved. Since the Shivcha can marry an Eved, we're not going to force her to be part of a law. Right now it's a law for her to marry this guy. There's a law going on. Since it's possible for her to marry an Eved, we're not going to force
the asid to doka the lo tasa. For old, he mentions another thing. It's not again, one is the asid doka the lo tasa, when it's the same exact time. But the second that he's with a shivcha, the moment that they're with each other, that moment, they're not doing puvu. They're doing a maisa, which is lot yekadesha. It's only bisofbia, where there's the possibility of having the children, is the asa. So the asa and the lot asa is not going together. There's a lot of Torah on this, on the concept of puvu. Another question, let him sell himself as an eved ivri, and now he can be mutter as a shivcha. A question they ask over here, and there's different answers for it. One of them is, it's not when yovel is. Really, docha answer. We're dealing with time of not a yovel, where there's no eved ivri. Another question, let him marry, this is a great question, he's half free, half slave. Let him marry an isha, that's half free and half slave. Oh, so we have to say on that, no, there could be a problem. This may be his part of that he's an eved is marrying the part that she's free, and the part that she's a shifra is marrying his part. Oh, the confusing aspect over here. One more thing, and this is really the main gist that a lot of the Mephoshim go on. Let him marry a mamzeres. Let him marry a mamzeres over here. Because an eved can marry a mamzeres. And really, a free person, if he marries a mamzeres, the kedushin is chal over here. And there's a few answers over here. Rabbeinu Tam comes out and says, no, we're not going to make a tekana, something to help him out, that's going to be over mamzerim in Yisrael. We want him in my mamzerim and not bring in. So for sure, we're not going to make a tekana for him to in such a way that it's going to do something that's connected the ratzon of the of Das Torah. Okay, we'll start the new Mishnah tomorrow. Thank you.